If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
Mike Thompson RV Superstore. From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song. Across
the USA. Okay, Joey pals. All this week, Rick's playing songs from the Beach Boys. Because today, from 1 to 3, you can listen to Wink Martindale's Vintage Visit with Mike Love. I had such a crush on him. Worked with him one time. I'll have to dig that picture out. Where is that picture? So this is Surfing USA. What fun. Thanks, Rick. I didn't have a senior moment. I've been having quite a few of them. Oh, my goodness. We started off with Alan Jensen from the Neurovitality Center. We're building up to Larry Davis from Forest Lawn, who says, I'll wait. And in the middle, we always talk to someone from Dementia Help Center. It's either Kay Hammond, and today it's again, it's Lisa Stanford. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Joey. How are you?
Thanks for the shirt with the red hearts on it.
There we go. I thought
of
you.
Isn't that cute?
There we go.
Well, that was pretty interesting what Alan was telling us about.
I am so excited about this program. I'm so excited because people just vegetate at home when they're not mentally stimulated, when they're socially isolated. This is fantastic. I mean, ideally, if somebody could go 3 days a week, that's fantastic. Even one day a week is going to make a huge difference in that person's life.
In the patient with the dementia and Alzheimer's.
Yes.
And in the caregiver.
And in the caregiver. It gives them some breathing.
The diet, what, 70%?
70% will die before the person that they're caring for. Yeah. Or have a serious illness.
That's right. You've taught us that for a long time.
Yeah.
We had Joey Powell questions that I didn't even begin to understand.
You're so, Joey Powell's.
So I passed them on to Lisa. We don't just read them to her here. She had to look some of this up.
I had to research. There were two. I don't know where your listeners get these questions.
They read the internet. And
yeah.
People keep telling us, don't believe it just because it's on the internet. But by the same token, if it generates a curiosity and we pass it on to our wonderful hosts and co-hosts here on the show, then it's okay.
Yeah, you have to filter out some of the things that are like the National Enquirer or the Star or the Globe or what. They're entertaining. You get your nails done. You know, they're fun to read. But one of the questions was about a woman who was diagnosed with dementia due to a mold infection in her home. Now, this came from themirror.com in the UK, like the Daily Mirror.
Right.
Which is kind of a scandal sheet sort of thing.
Yes.
So,
okay.
You know, take it in that spirit. But there is a very interesting thing about this. An extreme case of mold infestation can lead to a diagnosis of type 3 Alzheimer's disease, which also known as inhalational Alzheimer's.
From breathing
this. Now, this woman...
Dementia or Alzheimer's? You said
Alzheimer's.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so this woman that they were reporting on in this story, I mean, she must have really been a sloppy housekeeper.
Okay.
Because the mold was so unbelievable where she was living that even when they finally pulled back the mattress cover, the mattress was glowing green. Now, how often do you not check these things in your house?
And you called it... What did you call it?
It's called Alzheimer's, type 3 Alzheimer's disease. So its respiratory exposure to mold may be capable of causing brain inflammation, cognitive deficits, and emotional problems after, here's the key word, prolonged exposure. Prolonged.
So mold is a living organism, isn't it?
Yes.
So we are picturing this organism invading through your lungs, in your nose.
Again, you have to take it with a grain of salt. If you have a little mold in the corner of your shower, God forbid you have a flood in your house and the remediation team comes in and says, we have to remove a foot of drywall because you have mold. This was an unbelievable case of just a ton of mold.
It would have been an episode of Hoarders or something.
Right, and the condition is reversible.
Oh.
You know, you get rid of the mold, you get away from that toxic situation, and all of a sudden your inflammation, your brain inflammation goes down, your cognitive deficits go away.
Wow.
You know, it comes back. So that's the good news on that.
Oh, so it's not really and truly dementia.
No.
It's a pretend dementia.
Right. And, you know, there are other things that can mimic dementia and Alzheimer's. And you have medication interactions, side effects.
Yes.
Dehydration.
Told us that.
Lots of things can cause that. So
I see.
It's something that people who don't want to get diagnosed or who do not want to pursue, is there something really happening with me? the earlier that you pursue this, the better that it is, because the medications work best on early onset and at the beginning. When you're late stage, they're not working.
Gotcha.
They haven't come up with that yet.
Wow. That's amazing information. First of all, that it's a pseudo-dementia, mm-hmm. that it is caused by mold, and you inhale it, and best of all, that it is reversible.
Yeah. So, you know, clean your showers. Keep your house tidy. The other one...
Question number two, Joey Pal.
This was absolutely fascinating. One of your Joey Pals wanted to know about a study she had seen about, can the retina in your eye give away signs of Alzheimer's disease?
I remember passing that on to you.
And help with early detection. So there is a study called the Dundon study, and this was on a website called The Conversation, www.theconversation.com.
Uh-huh.
And the retina has long been called the window to the soul.
Yes, I remember retina reference. See, I can't talk.
Reference,
thank you. That.
Okay. But research is now showing, and this study is showing, that it could be a window to the brain. And act as an early warning system for cognitive decline.
Wow.
So there's a new study that suggests that the retina is thinner in people with Alzheimer's. The study, this Dundin study, D-U-N-E-D-I-N, found people with thinner retinal nerve fiber layers, that's a mouthful,
yes,
had slower mental processing speed.
So they looked at the person's retina. And if it was thinner, however, that'd be an oncologist or an ophthalmologist, I guess. He'd determine it was thinner, and then you might be at risk for dementia.
Yeah, there's a thinning of the retina that will have slower mental processing speed.
Slower
mental.
But
the people in this study were only 45 years old.
Ouch.
So the treatments and intervention are most effective in the earliest stages of Alzheimer's. I can't stress that enough. People that think that, you know, something is wrong, get checked out.
Well, get your eyes checked.
This is the great thing. These changes are not visible to the naked eye.
No, of course not.
But they can be seen with retinal imaging, and it's fast, non-invasive, painless, relatively inexpensive. And it's available in your primary care clinics and through retail optometrists. So you can
okay.
get scanned for this.
Gosh, do you know if I got scanned for it and I had thinning? It's the only part of my body that's thinning, by the way.
It's the chocolate.
It's, so, yeah. Chocolate it's down there by you, but I don't know. It's affecting me.
I'm not touching it. Not me. Mm-mm.
Then if they see my retinas are thinning, do you know what would happen next?
You know, that's part two of this.
Okay.
Going forward, the study is now finding out that this retinal thinning is detected before symptoms become apparent.
Before symptoms.
It could be possible to identify people in the earliest stages.
Fabulous.
Of dementia and or Alzheimer's. Developing treatments for advanced stages and Alzheimer's has been ineffective so far. So going forward, likely future pharmaceutical treatments are most effective in the earliest stages of the disease.
And now here's another way we can learn that you're headed down this road.
Yeah. It's all these
Gosh.
Things. I mean, it is such a... It's like cancer was years ago, where people had no idea, and mm-hmm. all the research has been done, and all the research is continually done on dementia and Alzheimer's.
We'll start Fantastic. Saying, do you have thinning retinas in your family?
There you go.
See?
There you
and
go.
And people will look to that for gollies. You know what else will happen? When you go for your yearly eye exam, say to the
ophthalmologist, yeah.
Take a photo of my retina so you have a footprint
exactly.
to compare it to.
Exactly. Isn't that fascinating?
Oh, it is. Good job, Joey Pals.
Joey
you know
Pals,
who you,
you
are.
Joey Pals, you made my day today.
And you learned something.
I did.
We all did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to continue the conversation with Lisa Stanford, I can do the website dementiahelpcenter.com.
Good girl.
And what's the phone number?
Phone number is 760-636-6355.
Well, I'm going to get another email. My email is joeychocolate@AOL. Everybody knows that. But I'm going to get joeypals@AOL or something.
Oh, perfect.
Where my this won't be convoluted with the 300 that I'm getting about the show, but it'll be just for questions for you professionals.
Well, Joey Isn't Pals, that a good idea? Keep those questions yes. coming because you're expanding my brain.
All for all of us.
And we're learning together.
Golly.
It's fantastic.
Thank you so much. I'm pleased with the work we are doing, thanks to you and Alan and Larry. Maybe I'll get over my senior moment. Yeah. Thanks for stopping by, sweet
Thanks
girl.
Thanks so much, Joey.
If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.